USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. now preparing for high-stakes talks with Russia over troop deployments and military exercises in Eastern Europe. The discussions are expected to include the size and scope of military drills held by both nations. The latest negotiations coming as tens of thousands of Russian troops remain massed along Ukraine's border. The Biden administration is threatening tough new sanctions and other unprecedented steps if Moscow was to launch an attack against its neighbor. California Governor Gavin Newsom is calling for an extra $2.7 billion to fight COVID-19. The funds in a state budget proposal would go to support hospitals, as well as more testing and vaccinations in California. The office calling the proposal the largest emergency response package in the nation. This is USA.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epic Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epic Times keep truth alive.
President Joe Biden will be marking a year in office on January 20th, and as that date approaches, many Republicans are speaking out, giving him very low marks, including South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, especially when it comes to the Iran nuclear deal.
Joe Biden doesn't know what he's doing. He's trying to reengage the Iranians, who are the largest state sponsor of terrorism on the planet, and give them more money at a time we should be, you know, standing strong like Trump did against the Ayatollah, who's an international terrorist.
Speaking on Fox News, he also said he doesn't expect the president nor congressional Democrats to reverse course on their policies lately.
The problem is that they can't change their policies because the left has Biden in a box. If he tried to go back to Trump policies on the border, AOC would go crazy.
Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99. Clean and lubricate your fuel system while increasing miles per gallon with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We reported moments ago about how Republicans are heaping criticism on the Biden administration as it nears 1 year in office. Here's a specific example, as Republicans are particularly upset about the handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg with more.
The Biden administration is facing a difficult week in the fight against the pandemic, as the United States recorded a record new 1 million COVID cases last week. Republican Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama gives his take on the Biden administration's handling of the ongoing pandemic and President Biden's campaign pledge to stop the business on Fox News.
Well, the virus is definitely impacting the success of this administration because credibility plays into success. Now, the Biden administration, for that matter, before it was the Biden administration, during the campaign, made all sorts of promises that could not possibly be kept. For example, he was going to stop the virus. No way was that going to happen.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And NASA says it successfully launched a rocket off the Virginia coast at midnight Eastern. The launch of the research rocket visible along the East Coast from North Carolina to southern New York. The suborbital rocket is part of an experiment on soft X-rays. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.